Here at Only a Game, we search far and wide for the very best stories set in sports. But sometimes we don't have to look very hard. Only a Game's Martin Kessler heard about this next story in his kitchen from his roommate who works for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Boston. Here's Martin.
8-year-old Kata is on the swim team at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Boston's Charlestown Club.
It's really fun, and we usually get to play games too at the end. And I also really like diving off the diving block.
What kind of games do you play?
Sharks and minnows and fishy.
Kata's coach is Colby Cahill, the aquatics director at the Charlestown Club. Colby also teaches kids at the club how to swim.
We have them do bobs. We try to teach them how to float.
How tall are your typical swimmers?
I think they range from 3 feet to like probably like 4'10", something like that.
But a few weeks ago, Colby learned from her boss, Derek, that she was getting a new student.
So Derek actually came up to me and he was like, we have a Celtics player who wants to come in. And at first I thought they just wanted to like help out with the swim lesson. I didn't know that they didn't actually know how to swim until someone told me. So when he came in, I literally looked all the way up and I was like, oh my goodness, how am I going to do this?
Colby's new student wasn't just any Celtics player. It was rookie Taco Fall.
Taco's in the game.
Taco's here. And everyone loves him.
Doesn't take much to jam that home when you're 7'6".
Taco Fall is listed on the Celtics roster at 7 feet and 5 inches. And since signing with Boston last July as an undrafted free agent, Taco has been more than a Celtics fan favorite. He's become one of the most closely followed and cheered for basketball players in the world. A couple weeks ago, ESPN's Jackie McMullen wrote that, quote, Fall's on-court appearances at the NBA Summer League were greeted with the same enthusiasm as the coronation of the king. But for someone who draws a royal reaction, Taco Fall seems to have simple tastes.
All right.
Do you want to just tell me what you had for breakfast to set a level on your voice?
What I had for breakfast today, oatmeal with yogurt. Oatmeal with yogurt is like the cheat code. You put yogurt in oatmeal, it's good.
Taco Fall is 23 years old. He grew up in Dakar, Senegal.
Dakar is a very small city, but it's a lot of people.
And how close were you to the water?
I was right by the water. Like it's not an island, but it's like, I would say, Dakar was like 60-70% surrounded by water.
Taco says if other houses weren't in the way, he could have seen the water from his home. Would your friends and stuff, would they go swimming growing up?
All the time. But my mom wouldn't, she never really let me do it.
Why not?
Because she was just too, everywhere she went, I went with her. Like, she would never let me leave her sight.
She was just sort of worried about you or wanted to watch out for you.
Yeah.
So Taco didn't go to the beach with his friends, never learned to swim. But when he was a teenager, he did leave his mom to go to the U.S. to pursue basketball. He ended up at a high school in Florida, where he scored in the 95th percentile on the SAT and reportedly drew interest from the Harvard and Princeton basketball teams. Taco signed on to play basketball at the University of Central Florida in Orlando, about an hour from Daytona Beach. Did your friends know that you couldn't swim?
Oh, yeah. Everybody knew I couldn't swim. I mean, I never really had a shame saying I couldn't swim because it's just, yeah, I can't swim.
Back in high school, Taco said he'd rather grow up to be Steve Jobs than LeBron James, and someday he might still work in tech. But after graduating from UCF in May, Taco signed with the Celtics. That's how he got to know Celtics Vice President of Public Relations Heather Walker, who used to work as a lifeguard. When the two were talking before the season, she learned that Taco had never learned to swim.
And she said, I'm going to make a commitment to get you to learn how to swim. I'll say, sure, I'll do it. And that's how it started.
The Boys and Girls Clubs of Boston's Charlestown Club is located just across the Charles River from the Celtics' home arena, the TD Garden.
You can look out one of our windows and you can see the garden from where we are.
That's Derek Gallagher, executive director of the Charlestown Club. Derek grew up in a housing development down the street from the club in the 70s and 80s. He made it to a lot of Celtics games.
But I'm going to be honest with you. There was a building across the street where if you went up, a guy from Charlestown worked on the elevator. You went across like a little walkway And the Bull Gang, who sets the floor and stuff, they're all from Charlestown. So you just walked in. You had to find a seat, but I got in the building whenever we wanted. So for years and years and years, that's what me and my friends did. So I probably owe the Celtics a few dollars.
Derek grew up going to the Charlestown Club. That's where he got good enough at swimming to become a lifeguard. He worked his way up through the organization, going from junior staff to athletic director to program director. And he says about 15 years ago, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Boston came up with a goal. Every kid in the club would learn to swim.
Doesn't mean you're going to be doing the 400 IM and the swim team, but you're going to learn enough where if you were to fall in the water, caught in a riptide, if you were on a jetty and got, you're able to swim, tread water, be able to get yourself to safety, because that, to us, it's a life skill.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in 2017, drowning was the second leading cause of injury death for children ages 5 to 9 across the U.S., and the fifth leading cause for children 10 to 14. And children who grow up in cities or in poorer communities usually have less access to swimming lessons and pools. So every day, Colby Cahill, aquatics director, is at the club in Charlestown giving lessons. And that presented an opportunity for Taco Fall and the Celtics. Taco could go to the Charlestown Club to learn to swim and to raise awareness about drowning risk. So in late September, Colby's new student showed up.
The kids were going crazy. At first, they were like, oh my God, who is this guy? And then once like they realized who it was, they were going, oh my God, get in the water, like, come on.
But getting in the water wasn't so easy for Taco Fall.
I did not want to let go of the side of the, I was a little bit scared to drown.
Well, how deep was the pool? Because it would have to be pretty deep for you to drown.
I'm like the 5-6 feet.
But Taco got more and more comfortable.
3, 2, 1.
He was awesome. He was like one of my best students, honestly. Like,
Taco and the kids worked on holding their breath underwater, floating, paddling.
And if our kids see an NBA player who's looking to learn how to swim, of course they're going to want to learn how to swim. So to us, this makes our job easier.
But one lesson wasn't going to be enough. So a few weeks later, Taco Fall returned to the pool. 8-year-old Kata from the swim team was there.
Like, I've never seen, like, a really tall person, no matter where he is, it's the shallow end, and it's up to his ribs. And he needed 5 kickboards and a stack so he can float.
Yeah, how many kickboards do you need normally?
1.
Kata and her older brother Zoltan were happy to help Taco out.
He said, how do you swim that fast and how can you breathe?
And I told him to try pushing off the wall a little harder.
Taco says this time, for his second lesson, he was no longer scared of drowning. And he brought along 2 of his teammates, Grant Williams and Shemi Ogilay.
Grant did really good. Shemi and I were, I did better than Shemi, I thought.
Colby could notice a difference in her tallest student.
The second time, he was, like, jumping in. He was, like, showing, like, Grant and Shemi what to do. And, like, he showed Grant how to do a bob properly. And so instead of, like, the kids wanting to demonstrate, he was actually demonstrating for his friends.
I think it's cool to go to the pool and I have to just sit on the side. And it actually feels really relaxing. Like, Shemi and I were talking about last time we went to the pool. We had practice that morning. I was really sore. I'm sure he was sore, too. But as soon as we got out, like, our joints and everything was just, I felt really good.
About a week after Taco's second trip to the pool, the Celtics were in New York to play the Knicks. Late in the game, with the Celtics in control, Taco Fall made his NBA debut.
Rolling to the basket, throw it up. He gets 2. His first career NBA points.
What he's doing right now, he looks a lot better. He looks a lot better.
Could it be the swimming? Probably not. But either way, Taco Fall isn't going to stop now. Taco is now with the Celtics G League affiliate in Portland, Maine. But he and the Celtics have already found a Boys and Girls Club up there that's happy to have him. His next swimming lesson is already on the calendar.
I think some people are afraid to say that they can't swim, but don't be afraid. Go out there and try it.
That story came from Only a Game's Martin Kessler.